From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. Syrian rebels killed at least 28 Syrian regime troops Thursday in an ambush outside Damascus. The report comes from the British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. The soldiers came under fire from rebels as they attempted to advance in the town of Al-Rihan. The observatory said officers were among those killed in the ambush, and it believes the death toll will rise. Oil giant ExxonMobil is suing the U.S. Treasury Department to stop a $2 million fine for violating sanctions against Russia while Secretary of State Rex Tillerson was Exxon's CEO. Exxon said the decision is, quote, fundamentally unfair and insists it did nothing wrong. It is challenging the Treasury action in U.S. District Court in Texas. The Treasury Department said Exxon signed a contract in 2014 with Igor Sechin, the head of Russia's state-owned Rosneft oil company and a longtime business associate of Tillerson. Sechin was on a list of Russian officials sanctioned because of the Russian annexation of Ukraine's Crimea region. The U.S. has lifted its ban on carry-on laptops on foreign flights headed to American airports. The Department of Homeland Security's ban list originally affected 10 airports and 9 airlines, mostly Middle Eastern carriers. The agency announced that the countries where the airports are located were complying with tightened security measures, and anyone flying to the U.S. can now bring a computer onto the plane. The toughened security measures include checking electronic devices for possible explosions. This is VOA News. A senior UN peacekeeping official says fighting has escalated in parts of South Sudan despite a government-declared unilateral ceasefire in May. UN Deputy Peacekeeping Chief El-Gassim Wane told the UN Security Council on Thursday there have been concerning reports of active military operations in the Equatorias and Upper Nile. The security environment, he said, remains extremely volatile, and South Sudan is in need of an effective and credible ceasefire. Kenya's Minister of Health has ordered 2 top hotels in Nairobi to shut down after they were linked to a cholera outbreak. The minister said the hotels had supplied food to an event where cholera was reported.
The order for Nairobi's San Valentia and Jacaranda hotels to shut down follows allegations cholera may have been transmitted through the hotel's catering services. This is after several delegates attending a trade expo catered by the hotels this week were hospitalized with symptoms of the waterborne disease. 2 cabinet ministers attending the expo were also affected. The Ministry of Health said this week that 336 possible cases of cholera have been reported in Nairobi County since May and that 3 people have died. The Ministry of Health says the latest incident at the trade expo is being investigated and that the samples of food, water and sewage are being tested. It is said results from the tests are expected within a week. Rael Ombor for VOA News, Nairobi.
2 U.S. senators have introduced a bipartisan bill granting amnesty to illegal immigrants who were brought to the U.S. as children. Senators Dick Durbin, a Democrat, and Lindsey Graham, a Republican, are co-sponsoring the DREAM Act, which would ensure permanent resident status to about 1 million young people known as DREAMers who were brought to the U.S. under the age of 18 and lived in the country for at least 4 years. 2 Republican senators are working with the White House on a comprehensive immigration bill that reports say will cut legal immigration in half. An earlier version of the bill proposed in February by David Perdue and Tom Cotton was also expected to cut legal immigration from 1 million to 500,000 each year. It called for limiting admission for migrants' family members, ending the diversity visa lottery program, and making the process of obtaining green card work permits much more difficult. And a Las Vegas parole board has this afternoon granted U.S. football and screen star O.J. Simpson parole. He had served 9 years in prison for armed robbery and kidnapping. The decision was a quick one, announced less than an hour after the conclusion of his parole hearing. There's more on these and other stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.